Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth, thank you for joining us in the middle of the night here from here at USA Prepares, and you are broadcasting from your farmhouse in Australia. Welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm doing just great. I'm kind of chuckling, and I had a laugh in the beginning of the broadcast, like seconds. I mean, literally like 2-3 seconds before the class started. And I was telling Jason, I said, Jason, did you know that my dear friend, John Stadtmiller, who has passed away, had invited me to move from Genesis Communications Network to Republic Broadcasting Network. He invited me to bring the whole class over to Republic Broadcasting because he had never really seen anything like what we do. There is nothing like what we do, you know, teaching with without an ulterior motive, just teaching because we all feel, all of us as instructors feel that that's something that we should do. We all felt this presence that said, y'all ought to be teaching and sharing your knowledge with the world. So he invited me to jump ship, and I said, no. You know, even though we were dear friends, I said, no. Because, and I told him why. I said, Genesis has been so good to us. They haven't told us what to do, what not to do. They are rock solid with us, and we're loyal. We at USA Prepares are loyal to GCN, and GCN is loyal to us. Why would I jump ship? And so we stayed. And next thing, unfortunately, John Stadtmiller passed away. And but he did pick up our broadcast and rebroadcast it verbatim, including the Genesis Communications Network commercials, at starting at 6 o'clock in the morning through 8 a.m. Central Time. Monday through Friday. He just picked it up without my permission, and he just started rebroadcasting the whole thing. And I asked management at Genesis Communications Network if it was okay with them. I said it's okay with me that they're just rebroadcasting it, as long as they, you know, broadcast it verbatim without editing anything. And so we all agreed, and we told, or I told Stadtmiller that, yeah, it's okay. You you took the broadcast, and you're using it for your own purposes. But the next thing, John Stadtmiller died. And it was very sad because he was a dear friend. And passed away after being on the air, complaining about his skin melting like something under his skin looked like melted cheese. And he was sick. And at that time, there was a distance between John Stadtmiller and me. I hadn't talked to him because he seemed to be angry with me. And I'm not exactly sure why. But what happened after that was USA Prepares was thrown overboard from Republic Broadcasting Network. And they did a 45-minute piece on me, John Stadtmiller and Steve Elkins, and they talked about why they got rid of USA Prepares from the network. And the reasons were kind of simple in their mind. Number one, I refused to admit that COVID was fake fraud and to use their term BS. Number two, they were able, there was a guy who wanted our time slot. And He's a broadcaster on their network, and he wanted more time to go from 2 hours to 3 hours, which meant that the easiest thing to do would be take an hour from USA Prepares. And then the third thing was he could sell an hour at night for this religious rebroadcast. Same thing every single night. It was like a tape that just played. And those were the reasons that he said on air. So the reason I'm mentioning this class, loyalty. Loyalty is a two-way street. Okay? It really is a two-way street. And as we go down this dark road that the world is going down, I suggest you consider loyalty as a two-way street. So if you're really, really loyal to someone and or a corporation or a company and they are not loyal to you, I don't see any reason to be loyal anymore. I hate to say that, but that's how I feel. But if they are loyal to you, then there's every reason to be loyal to them. And it's a sad commentary. It's a commentary that encapsulates a whole bunch of bad things. It encapsulates the fact that people don't speak to each other nicely. It encapsulates road rage. These warriors on the internet who feel that it's their obligation to slash and bash and trash and burn everything that they can, you know, with their keyboard and their mouse. It's about divorce. It's about, if you look at Hollywood, you know, people are celebrating that they were able to spend 4 years together as married couple. When they first start out, everything is just wonderful. It's bliss. And then 4 years later, they've demolished their marriage. And what causes that? Well, I'd say that's insatiable greed and lust and the pursuit of money and power and fame and fortune. And everything is encapsulated in this. The trans movement. This guy who wears size X breast prosthesis and a shop teacher in the United States. I mean, this guy's ridiculous. And he goes to school dressed up as a circus clown. As someone who is a freak and circus clown. So that's what our children are being exposed to. The cell phones have damaged our ability to communicate because we type with our thumbs and we don't know how to do it too well. So we abbreviate everything. And when you abbreviate, there's plenty of room for mistakes. There's plenty of room for misinterpretation. And that's where we are. That's where we are. So we are being destroyed from within by big tech, by big education, by big corporations, by big banks, by big government. And it seems that we don't know what to do. And the only thing I can think of to do, I can't fix this. No one at USA Prepares can fix this. All we can do is ring the alarm and say, here's what we see, and what we're doing is just kind of keeping our head down and staying out of the way. You know, the people who wrote to me and have written to me and said, hey, January 6th, y'all going, right, Vinny? You're going to the Capitol, right? You're going to be there, right? That's insanity. It's crazy going there. John Stadtmiller went there. And then on air, he was wondering why his phone didn't work. His cell phone. He didn't call me and say, hey, Vin, I'm thinking about going to the Capitol. You want to go? No, he got in a car with somebody he hardly knew, and two of them went there. Shared expenses. Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense to get in a car with somebody you hardly know? To go someplace that's fraught with danger? That you know is going to turn out bad? That there are provocateurs and infiltrators? Does it make any sense to do any of that? I don't think so. So here we are at USA Prepares, and we're saying, yeah, the best policy right now is keep your head down, stay out of the way, certainly read and watch and prepare and bring in food storage, water storage, you know, things that you need to protect your family, maybe a German Shepherd or two or three or four, and the food for them, or some other kind of dog. Get out of Dodge, buy a farm, learn how to garden, learn how to do your own mechanic, plumbing, and electrical work, learn how to frame and roof, learn how to work with concrete, learn how to install a generator and maintain a generator and get the fuel for a generator and get a fuel tank or two or three. Learn. That's what you should be doing 24 hours a day. If you're awake, you should be planning, working, learning, providing. Because one of Vladimir Putin's generals just announced that, well, you know, it could be that this all results in nuclear detonations. So you get a couple crazy guys. Only takes two. Actually, only takes like maybe one. One guy goes nuts. Like in Japan, in World War II, they figured, well, you know what? We don't have enough stuff. We need more. We're an island. And all the stuff that we need, all the stuff that we want, is surrounding us. All we have to do is go take it. But the United States and the Philippines were in the way. So they decided that if they knocked out our fleet at Hawaii, blew up our Navy, they could buy themselves 6 months while they took the Philippines and then took all the surrounding islands and get the things that they wanted because they were greedy. That's Japan. Germany, same thing, except they weren't an island. They wanted things that other countries had. And how are they going to get it? They're going to steal it, just like Japan. It takes a couple guys, two countries, one guy each, set the world on fire. This is nuts. If you want to see what I'm talking about, there's a short series. It's about 2 years worth, about 26 episodes. It's on DVD. It's hard to get. It's really hard to get. Especially used. It's called The Gallant Men. The Gallant, G-A-L-L-A-N-T, Men. And it was a competitor of combat, which I've also said is homework. Actually, now we got another assignment. The Gallant Men. Ran for 2 years. And it's about taking Italy. You know, Italy was part of the Axis powers, fighting the United States. And then they switched sides. Then they became our friends. Can you imagine that? So, The Gallant Men is something I think you should watch. And you will see the horrors of war from the guys on the front lines, the infantry. So it's a 1962-63 television series in black and white. And it's about how infantry soldiers are pawns in a life and death game of war. A war that they didn't start. Just like combat is about an infantry squad in France. Pawns in a war they didn't start. And they have nothing to gain except saving their own lives. It's amazing. It's amazing what aliens would see if they looked down and studied us for just, you know, maybe a couple weeks. They'd say, those guys, those two-legged things, they're crazy. They're blowing each other up. They're stealing each other. They have no morals. They're despicable. It's us. Not USA Preparers. But a lot of other people, especially people in Washington, D.C. You know, Joe wants to take your fans. Yeah, ceiling fans. Thinks they're using too much electricity. He's got a plan. A ceiling fan might take 20 to 40 watts, and he wants that to be changed. It's one of the most efficient things on the planet for cooling you, a ceiling fan. They last a long time. If you replace the capacitor, they probably last 40, 50 years. And he wants to blow that up too. Joe, 50 years of destroying your
It's
United
obvious.
States.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member.
And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Vinny, tell us how you really feel. Gwyneth, any comments about a little rant?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. just this week, I think I was telling you off air about how my friend, the racehorse guy, it became apparent because I have a rheumatoid arthritis and it really hurts for me to sit in one position for a long, long time. And I was riding Lily and, you know, at a walk. And I kept saying, okay, how long? And he said, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And it turned out that it was a really long time, about an hour. And I said, listen, this is really starting to hurt my knees. And I have rheumatoid arthritis. So if you see me standing in the stirrups, it's because I'm relieving the pressure on my knees. And he basically turned around and said, oh, well, there's no way you'll be able to ride into town then, so my job is finished and I'm out of here. And he left. So he didn't come back, and I said, I sent him a text after a day or so and said, are you coming over to help train the horse and all that? And he said, no. He said, my job at your place, I'm not doing it anymore. My job's over there. It's obvious to me that you will not be able to ride into town and my job is finished and I'm not doing it anymore. And I was like, Wow, that was kind of sudden. And, you know, the irony is that there's ways around this. Like, for instance, walk for a few miles, trot for half a mile. Walk for a few more miles, trot for a mile. Is that so hard? That's perfectly doable. I think that's how people used to do it. And, but anyway, he's gone away. because I think that you're right. I think that's just a lack of loyalty. And it's not like, well, let's see if we can figure out a way around this then. You know, this is a roadblock, but it's not insurmountable, and we can do it. Let's figure out a way around it. And I think that he was expecting me to drop the whole Lily thing. And, you know, we were building a cross-country track on my land just for my own entertainment and to keep the horse fit and to keep me fit, give us something to do on the day, on the times when we were not traveling into town. So I think that he was expecting me to go, oh, well, I'm not doing it anymore then. But it's obvious he doesn't really know me very well, because I've kept building the track and I'm still training Lily. And when was it? Yesterday or Tuesday? No, Monday. Monday. No, Monday or Tuesday. We rode around the trotting training track, which is another track that we made. Which is 165 metres in a loop. We did 22 laps. So 22 times 165 is just over 2.25 miles. And that was after, yeah, that was Tuesday. That was the day after he threw me overboard out of his life. You know, it's just, it's insane. What's getting into people? You know?
Yeah, I do know.
I don't, yeah.
I do know. We're falling down. We're becoming lazy. We're parasitic. And we don't want to work. And we want a lot of money for not working. That's what's wrong.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the very attitude that leads to the apocalypse.
No question in my mind. There's no question in my mind. Most people don't want to work. Companies are hiring people who have no business hiring because they don't have the skills to do the job they're being hired for. It's all around us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. A hearing is set for Wednesday in the Georgia 2020 presidential election interference case. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled the hearing to decide on severing some defendants from the main case, saying in a court order that he intends to ask the state for a good faith estimate on the time frame needed to present its case at the joint trial of all 19 defendants. Oil prices are on the rise after Saudi Arabia extended its oil production cuts through the end of the year. According to state-owned media sources, the voluntary 1 million barrel per day reduction will be reviewed on a monthly basis until then. The Saudis first applied the cuts in July after oil prices fell below $75 a barrel. Brent crude prices jumped above $90 a barrel on Tuesday after the announcement by the Saudis. Tim Berg, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, there's right and there's wrong. And in Missouri, there is a university. It's known as College of the Ozarks. College of the Ozarks. It's also known as Hard Work University. I know a bunch of young people who attended and graduated from College of the Ozarks. And this Missouri college is known as the hardest university to get in the country. It's extremely hard to get into. In order to attain admission, you have to do a series of tasks. You have to prove that you have the moral compass that's required to be there. You have to demonstrate that you have the tenacity, the endurance, the stick-to-itiveness to pursue a degree from College of the Ozarks. It's required that you attend chapel 7 times a semester. Attendance is taken. If you don't, you will be thrown out. If you are caught smoking, you will be thrown out. If you are a boy and enter the girls' dormitory, you will be thrown out. If you use drugs, you'll be thrown out. If you don't keep your grade point average up, you'll be thrown out. If you don't follow the dress code, you'll be thrown out. And if you don't follow their code of conduct, you'll be thrown out. They don't have any problem throwing people out who violate their code of conduct. Good for them. But Joe and company has demanded that College of the Ozarks integrate their boys and girls dormitories so that boys and girls can live together in the same housing units. Let me tell you why this is a problem. Because at College of the Ozarks, there are dormitory rooms. And in these dormitory rooms, let's talk about the boys' dorm, for example. There's a room and two boys share the same room. Then there's a bathroom. And the bathroom has a shower for one person and a toilet and a sink. No doors in the bathroom. So there's no door for the toilet, no door for the shower. To the other side of that bathroom is another dormitory room for two boys. So it's two boys, shared bathroom, shower, sink, and then another room for two more boys. And there are doors that will close off both sides of the bathroom. So the bathroom, you could actually walk from one dormitory room through the bathroom into the other dormitory room. Well, the Biden administration has threatened the College of the Ozarks with fines if they don't open up their dormitories so that girls and boys can share the same bathroom with no doors inside the bathroom. College of the Ozarks is saying, we're not doing it. So according to, I'll read a magazine that came, it's called Ozark Visitor. It's College of the Ozarks, and you know, it's what's happening at College of the Ozarks. It comes out a couple times a year. Supreme Court declined College of Ozarks' case against Biden administration. The Supreme Court declined to hear the case of College of the Ozarks against the Biden administration on June 20, 2023. The case challenges a Biden administration rule that requires the college to open up its dormitories, including dorm rooms and shared shower spaces, to members of the opposite sex or face fines up to 6 figures, punitive damages, and attorney's fees, end quote. That's your president. That's Bible-carrying, Bible-thumping Joe Biden. Are you, y'all paying attention to what he's doing to this country? I went to a university, major university in the United States. Probably be recognized by everyone in class. You'd recognize the name of that university. And in the 1970s, it had co-ed dormitories. It had all male dormitories and all female dormitories. But when it had a co-ed dormitory, the guys are on one side of the building, the girls are on another side of the building, and the bathrooms, the girls had theirs, the guys had theirs. And guys did not go into the girls' bathrooms. They didn't take showers there. They didn't use the toilets there. The girls didn't come into the guys and use the toilets and the showers. It didn't happen. It was a code of conduct. The Biden administration wants to demolish the code of conduct. And I applaud College of the Ozarks for standing up against the Biden administration. I don't believe they will yield. Meaning the College of the Ozarks. I don't believe they're going to yield and say, all right, you all win. Years ago, I asked Mrs. Finelli, I said, went in the kitchen, I said, how do you feel about what I do on the air? She said, somebody's got to do it. And in that line of thinking, somebody's got to do what College of the Ozarks is doing. Stand up against this insanity. Our son knows a lot of people who went there. Our son went there. Graduated from there. If you want to go there, you have to work 15 hours a week minimum at the university, for the university. And you get, you know, you get a choice of things you can do. You want to be the groundskeeper or be part of that team, mow the lawn, edge the lawn, sweep the sidewalks, you know, those kinds of things, trim the trees, use chainsaws. You want to be part of building maintenance. You can be a plumber. You can be an electrician. You can repair the roof. If you want to be a cook, you can work in the cafeteria. You can wash dishes. You can set the table. You can prepare meals. You can clean up. If you want to be in new building construction, you can do that. You can run a forklift. You can be in a Skytrak. You can run a backhoe. You can form concrete. You can demolish old concrete to replace it with new concrete. You can build dormitory walls. You can lay tile, ceiling tile, floor tile, hang doors, industrial doors. You can do all that. That's what our son did. The new construction. About 15 hours a week in construction, hard work, and he gets to go to school full time. And your tuition is paid for, but not your room and board. So it's like half price, but you work 15 hours a week, which is more than a part-time job would be. And Joe wants to blow it up, figuratively. It's disgraceful. Where else are you going to hear this kind of information? I don't know. Everything around us is being destroyed. Gwyneth, have I lost my mind?
No, you haven't. And, you know, the thing is you can't talk to these people who are doing this sort of thing. I mean, people like on the other team, on the Joe and Co team, you can't talk to them. They will not hear you. And you'll be wasting your breath and you'll end up feeling really rotten for a day or two afterwards. You will not be able to stop thinking about how stupid they are. You know? And like I said, I think I said last week, what annoys me most of all is people who call the Bible a book of dusty fairy tales. I said, well, none of them have ever read it. They don't know that everything that's happening now, everything that's happening now was written about in that so-called dusty book of fairy tales, and it was written thousands of years ago. And I say, oh, well, that's your interpretation. I say, no, it's not. No, because it's there, written in black and white. I mean, it's like, how more plain can you get than, you know, like Revelation 12, verse 6, it talks about the, you know, Virgo, the constellation in the sky, and a particular event that happened. It hasn't happened in thousands of years, and it happened a couple of years ago. This particular astrological configuration, and it's like a time marker that's prophesied in the Bible, clearly stated. You know, and even things that in the constellation Virgo that we couldn't see without modern telescopes, like between the legs of the constellation Virgo, there is a nebula, a star cloud, and they call this nebula that the astronomers who have never read the Bible called this nebula the Red Dragon Nebula. And if you read Revelation chapter 12, you'll find out about the Red Dragon. And the Red Dragon is not visible to the human eye. It's not visible without modern telescopes. And it's in between the legs of Virgo. And what happens in Revelation 13 is absolutely terrifying. If anyone, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the class know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, you need to get that dusty book of fairy tales in quotation marks, okay? And you need to start reading it. You really need to start reading it. You know, because that is talking about exactly what is happening. Everything that's happening in our world is prophesied in the Bible. And unless you understand the Bible, you don't understand the Middle East. You don't understand history. You don't understand the Small Hat Nation problem. You don't understand anything. You don't understand Europe, China, and you know, little Rocket Man. You know, oh, yeah, something I just heard just before the broadcast, on another broadcast. Guess who's all buddy-buddy with each other now? Vladimir Putin and little Rocket Man Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is traveling to Vladivostok to meet with Vladimir Putin. Vladivostok is in eastern Russia, one of the most easternmost ports of Russia. And little Rocket Man doesn't trust air travel, not surprisingly. And so he, you know, Vladimir Putin has arranged for a locomotive to come and get him. And why are they having this little powwow in Vladivostok?
Hi, I'm Dan.
They're having this little powwow because the Soviets used to run.
We'll be right back.
Then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Got in front of me a copy of Rural Missouri Magazine. Comes out once a month. This is September 2023 issue. And one of the articles in it, on page 26, is Reliable Electricity at Risk. Power generation type makes a difference. Here's what a little bit of what this article says, and this is pretty scary, class. Quote, in Washington, D.C., decisions made by policymakers now will determine if reliable electricity remains a key advantage for America or rolling blackouts become a way of life. End quote. Let me read that one more time. Pay attention very closely, please. Quote, in Washington, D.C., decisions made by policymakers will now determine if reliable electricity remains a key advantage for America or rolling blackouts become a way of life. Currently, the policies requiring a speedy transition from reliable fossil fuel generation to weather-dependent renewable sources risk taking our nation down an energy path that prioritizes fast changeover, keeping the lights on. End quote. What this is saying, if I understand this properly, is there are some policymakers in Washington that are going to determine how power electricity is generated and whether we are going to have a reliable power generation system or whether we're going to have rolling blackouts. Now, if you have rolling blackouts, that means that the power will stop and start and stop and start. And what that means is you will have surges like you've never seen before. Because every time an electric motor comes on, it creates a power surge. Just an electric motor. Now, what would that be? That'd be a refrigerator. That'd be a freezer. That would be a ceiling fan. That would be a heat pump. That would be an air circulator, an air compressor, a hydraulic pump that pushes a car up and down the lift. All these electric motors, sewage treatment systems, all kinds of electric motors will stop and start and stop and start creating surges, and it's going to blow your equipment up electrically. You will be replacing equipment like you've never dreamed of. You will see failures that you've never seen before at a magnitude you've never imagined. And that's just, this is because policymakers are going to determine whether a reliable electricity is in your future or not. This is insanity. Just as electric cars are insanity. But that's what people are doing. These are people who are ignorant of the facts. You know, you don't have to be very bright to be a politician. It's not required. But what is required is you have to be a pathological liar, at least in my opinion. And don't believe anything I say. Class, everything's broken. I received an article, a letter from one of our instructors. Quote, Vince, I read that an onion farmer said that his contract was running out soon with the company. He said that he has to raise his price at least 30% to stay in business. He said that he believes that most farmers will have to raise their prices. He said to expect 30 to 40% increases soon. We've been talking about it quite a bit. I hope that people are listening, end quote. That's from one of your instructors to me. And I have permission to read these articles from your instructors on the air, so I'm not violating confidences. I talked with a farmer about hay. I talked with several farmers about hay. We are in the throes of making a decision to further reduce the size of our herd, or spend an enormous amount of money on purchasing hay just to stay in business. I couldn't believe it when hay hit 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 150, $155 a roll. And farmers now have their thumbs on the scale. There was a guy selling hay 4x5, meaning 4 feet wide, 5 feet tall rolls of hay. $65. Seemed like a really good deal. And instead of taking our trailer down some dusty, rocky, dangerous road, 26-foot gooseneck pulled by a pickup truck, our diesel pickup truck, we decided to take my old truck and take a look at the hay first. This guy says these are 4x5 bales, meaning 4 feet by 5 feet tall. And you're like, 4 feet tall and 4 feet wide. He said, well, the balers are 4x5, but the bales that he set the baler to make are 4 feet by 4 feet. This guy's thumb on the scale. It's happening everywhere. Even farmers are doing it to farmers. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Loyalty is gone. Trust is gone. Integrity is gone. Honesty is gone. And so is stability.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.